Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to a very special edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Today is episode 6 of Veterans Connect Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. And as always, I'm joined alongside me by my co-host, Brandon Skoldick. How are you, Brandon?
I'm good, Ryan. Thank you. Yes, I am here. I'm always here.
That's right.
I'll always be here.
Except for June.
No, that's true.
You're going somewhere in June, right?
Yes, I am. You know, as some people know, I'm a reservist. Yes. I roll out of active duty into reserves, and I've got to go teach people how to be PSYOPers.
That's interesting.
Yes, it is. So it's a 30-day course, and I'll turn, you know, spoons and mechanics into, you know, wizards.
That's right. And where are you going to be doing this time?
Fort Knox.
Fort Knox. Yeah. Well, we'll miss you dearly during the month of June.
Yes,
and we hope that you could tune in
while I will.
You're up there. All you got to do.
I might stop training and make everybody listen.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Tell them all about Veterans Connect Radio. You can go to veteransconnectradio.com for more information. You can also connect with us on Twitter at Vets Connect Radio. Follow us there, interact with us there, and you can follow me personally at Ryan Redhawk. And now you have a Twitter handle.
I do.
Right.
But yes.
Do you remember what it is?
No. Vets in Startups.
That's right. Vets in Startup.
Yes.
You can follow Brandon Skolnick there.
And I'm going to take that seriously this time.
Yeah, that's right. And Brandon has rededicated himself to Facebook as well. And so you can connect with him on there. And certainly LinkedIn, you can find us there. So connect with Veterans Connect Radio on all the social media platforms. Right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. And let's introduce our in-studio guests. First, let's say hello to Mr. Eddie Williams. He has a laundry list of accomplishments in life, but he has a book called Son of a Soldier and a business called E&M Consulting Group. How are you, Eddie?
I am doing well, Ryan. How about yourself?
Fantastic. It's Monday, the day after Mother's Day, and we're looking forward to an exciting show. So just tell our listeners briefly about, you know, what are you doing there at E&M Consulting?
Well, it's a speaking company. I started the business about 5 years ago as a professional speaker on a number of different topics, time management, productivity, team building, emotional intelligence, resiliency, and several others. I've been in the speaking field for about 16 years, and then 5 years ago, got the bug to start my own business and speak to companies and organizations all across the country.
So should be not hard-pressed to have Eddie talking on the microphone today as speaking is as natural as breathing to him.
No, so. You may have to pull out the vaudeville hook and get me off the radio.
No problem at all, but we look forward to you sharing your industry insights and thoughtful knowledge on veterans and how they can get some help they need, whether it be corporate track or entrepreneurial journey or perhaps a franchise journey. And let me introduce our next guest, Billy Williams, who is with Axiom Franchise Consultant. How are you, Bill?
I'm great. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. And you're a friend of the network. You've been in the studio many times.
I used to host a show called Boots to Biz.
That's right.
And had a great time with it.
And you're an Army veteran yourself?
Yep, about 150 years ago.
Vietnam.
Yeah.
Rode with Sherman through Atlanta.
So we're going a little way back there with you. So, but certainly looking forward to talking about that, as well as VetBuds is another organization that you're heavily involved with.
Yeah, we three of us started VetBuds about 3 or 4 years ago now, and it started out just as a networking group. And that's all, you know, we just try to help each other in any way we can. We've got three groups now that meet around Atlanta and one down in Florida. So, you know, it's growing. So we have a good time with it, you know, and it's just, you know, we have no dues and no rules. So, you know,
No dues, no rules. Just right. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. We'll look forward to learning more about that, how people get involved and get signed up and start attending VetBuds meetings in their area a little more in the program. But let's also say hello to a returning guest as well, Grant McGarry. He's CEO of Live the Ranger Creed, LLC. How are you, Grant?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And you also have a book, A Night in the Pesh Valley. That's kind of where it all began for you, right? The book writing has just evolved to a lot of different things.
It has. It has, Ryan. The book started in a journal that I wrote while I was contracting for the Department of State. And little did I know what that journal would turn into. Recently was a Amazon bestseller. And through that have been provided opportunities to speak and help other veterans transition. And recently spoke at UPS with the CEO of UPS, the CEO of American Corporate Partners, Hire Heroes USAA, and then about 60 transitioning veterans and their spouses. So it's been a fantastic ride.
Yeah, and the book is designed for a wider range of audience too, not just the, you know, the veteran himself, but maybe the family member or the business leader who wants to understand veterans a little better.
Yes, it opens, it's full, it's holistically that everybody can understand what's going on.
Fantastic. So we got a great group in the studio, Brandon. It looks like we got a cross-section of generations.
Yes, we do.
On Veterans Connect Radio today. I think that's great.
From Vietnam to OEF, OIF, that's for sure.
All right, so let's start it out first, you know, talking about transitioning out of the military and figuring out what is your next path in life. You know, I think that's a big hurdle that a lot of veterans go through, despite what their job was in the military or what age or branch, but figuring out that next path in life. So we'll start with you, Eddie. What any best advice you could give to a transitioning veteran?
Well, yes, there is. Along with running the speaking company that I've got, I also represent the VA through an initiative called VECI, the Veterans Economic Communities Initiative. And there are 30 of me, my counterparts, around the country. And in each of these states, we get together with employers to share with them what the value is of adding veterans to the workforce. And everybody in this room clearly could understand, you know, show up on time in the right uniform, mission-oriented, independent, can do things, accomplish the mission. And that's great, but sometimes you have to share that with employers. There is a website that, if it's all right, I'll share with it. It's the Veterans Organization, the VA, formally, has developed a website called vets.gov/veterans-employment-center. You can go to vet.govs and also find it there as well. But essentially, that's a great link to allow veterans, folks who are looking for their next career, to connect with all of the employers. And there are literally 1.7 million opportunities on that single authoritative source. It's a combination of the VA, Department of Defense, Department of Education, and Department of Labor, along with the National Labor Exchange and every state's job board. So there's a whole bunch of opportunities for folks, veterans, transitioning service members, and family members to go into that website and literally find the opportunities, look at the jobs, look at the responsibilities and the qualifications, and then determine, do they want to go down that road based on their skill set? Do they want to go into a particular job? There's also information for a partner called Coursera, which is an online organization that partners with the VA. Mm-hmm. You can find several hundred online classes that you can take. The first one is free, and you can also connect with LinkedIn and for 1 year fully paid membership for the veteran, their transitioning service member or family member. You can also get on there and connect with or network with businesses. So the veteran website is one authoritative source to find a lot of opportunities. Sitting down, your kitchen table, cup of coffee, couple, you know, a half hour to a couple hours a day, whatever time frame you want to, you can find a lot of opportunities, to include how to start your own business, with a lot of information from the SBA on what to do, how to do it, how to get started.
That's right. And if you could afford me that link, we'll have that posted up later on veteransconnectradio.com. So if you're driving now, we don't want you to try to tap onto your phone and go check the website, but look for that later. And that way you can begin to kind of put a little bit more crystal clear into what your path may be once you're transitioning out.
Yeah. How is that interface? Have you been on there and have you kind of navigated it? Is it something easy to use, or do you need a minute to kind of get adjusted to it?
It's very easy to use. Brandon, once you log on, there are two sites to it. In fact, the cover page has job seekers, a blue rectangle on one side of the page, and employers on the other side of the page. And for clearly veterans who are leaving the military, going in their second career, looking for a new opportunity, go to the job seekers link, click on that, and everything will open up from then. There's a number of different steps that someone can click on to go into a military skills translator link, where because of all of the job skills that we all have had in the military, there may be some disconnect in trying to translate what they've done in the military to a civilian career manager.
Right.
So it helps create a profile and essentially a resume within the website. They can also, again, look for or go to the employer side. Who are the employers? I'm looking for this type of job. There's a keyword spot where you would put in project manager or IT or security or whatever the skill set that you've got is. You click on that link. You click on the city. Could be Atlanta, San Francisco, Chicago, whatever. Click search, and it will then populate the screen with several opportunities, several hundred to several thousand opportunities based on that keyword and that location. And you can switch the keyword and the location, and then it'll populate with all the opportunities. You click on the job, it'll go to that website, tell you all about the job.
Wow, that sounds like an amazing resource.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, yeah, easy to use. Wow. Certainly plugs you in and helps you dial in with what you want to get accomplished.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like something that's kind of non-committal too. You can do some exploring without having to pin yourself to any specific
Yeah, and from an employee
job.
Standpoint and from an employer standpoint as well. It's something you want to be involved with. Showing those out there that you're veteran-friendly and you're actively searching for veterans to join your workforce.
You said 1.7 million opportunities?
1.7 million opportunities are on there. And right now, over 1,500 companies have logged on, registered on the what we call the VEC, the VEC. And to do that, a company simply needs a LinkedIn email address or a Google email address. They need their name, their street address, and their EIN number. Doesn't cost anything for an employer to link to register on the website and post jobs and do a number of things. Doesn't cost anything for a veteran transition service member to get on there either.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I definitely like that, and we'll have that posted up later at veteransconnectradio.com. And so that's one track. If you're going that corporate route, if you're looking to get a good resume and you're looking to immerse yourself on that avenue, that's a good resource. Well, what if you want to go in and start your own business or perhaps buy into a franchise?
Go a franchise. You
know, yeah. What's a good first step for someone transitioning from your perspective?
Well, I like to talk about it as an option. I believe people ought to explore all the options that are open to them. You know, franchising is one path to take. It's not for everybody, but it really helps. It's kind of like business with training wheels, you know, because the franchisors don't want you to fail, so they're going to be there to support you. And then it's all about finding the right fit, and that's the process that we go through and try to get people to come into the idea with an open mind. You know, I like to say franchise does not mean French fries, because that's only about maybe a little over a quarter of the industry. Mm-hmm. And I've been in the franchise business now for this year it'll be 11 years. I've never put anybody into a food related concept. So
really?
I go into, you know, service type of concepts both product and service find the right try to help people get into the right thing.
Well, what if I was a cook in the Army and I wanted to get out and start a food truck or something like that?
I would make sure you knew how thin the margins were in the food business, how very difficult it was. In a food truck, you'd probably be better off, quite frankly, starting from scratch rather than buying a franchise, get a concept, I watch Food Channel on the weekends, and there's all kinds of food trucks.
Well, I've got an idea for a food truck called Sergeant Salad.
There you go.
Okay. And you camo truck, and you're out there serving salads and in a porting for duty Sergeant Salad. And I don't know, maybe we'll talk about that off air.
Okay.
That's right. But franchise could be anything from a solopreneur type operation to running a
hands-on operator to hundreds of people working for you. So it's all over the map.
And we had a breakfast the other day and you were talking about some of the things that you're seeing now as a window washing.
There's a lot of effort. There's window washing, just basic services.
Yeah, property management.
Mm-hmm. Property management's a great one.
Wow.
I'm working with an engineer right now looking at foundation repair concept. Very well known business called Money Mailer. I just put two women into Money Mailer franchises.
Okay.
So
it doesn't have to be, like you said, you're not cooking fries necessarily. I mean, like anything is franchisable. And like you said, it's like a business on training wheels. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I mean,
it sounds like that's exactly what it is.
And it could be, that franchise is good for the veteran because it's just following a map of success.
Absolutely.
Already.
Yes.
You know, here's your manual. Follow the manual and you'll be successful.
And weren't you not involved in one yourself?
Yeah, the Barkbusters dog training franchise for sure. And that's what it was. It was just here's the roadmap to success.
Right.
And they were very veteran friendly. Yep. And it provided me a good opportunity. And at the time, I didn't need to know anything else other than the knowledge how to train the dogs and yep. The ability
to
go out there and do it.
The owner.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
The dogs are easy.
Yeah.
So then the other journey that will bring Grant in the conversation here is an entrepreneurial journey, kind of starting your own deal and just figuring out, hey, this is my passion now in life, and I'm going to stand up my own business and my own mission and my own deal. So that was kind of something that appealed to you.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, every year we have 200,000 veterans separate from the military and transition the civilian workforce, with 2 million veterans already in the civilian workforce. And yet the unemployment rate's still higher than the national average. So the more I think on this whole idea of becoming an entrepreneur, or just what's best for the veteran itself, is how to help that veteran realize where their passion interest might lead and how their skills that they learned in the military are transferable into the private sector. And so as we're kind of building out ltrc-consulting.com, we're communicating with Berkman International, and they provide an aptitude test that's been developed by a PhD that was a World War II veteran. And it's not necessarily anything to tell you that you can't do something or can do something. It just tells you where your passion is, where your interests are. It could just be self-recognition of it, you know, but it's always good to understand yourself better. And then with that, we are able to take the results and say, okay, you are best suited to be an entrepreneur or a franchisor or corporate America or a public service as police, fire, or such. And so, which all are beneficial, is just what is best for the veteran. And so that's what we're here at LTRC-Consulting to do, is find out what's best and mutually beneficial, not only for the veteran, but the employer themselves. And with that, we're hopefully going to develop into a full pipeline process where we could have a veteran that wishes and desires to go into corporate America, let's say, with a resume, LinkedIn profile, you know, new brand, new, ready to go, and prepped and ready, and basically transition them off in through already established actual recruiting and staffing firms. There are a lot of companies out there committed to hiring veterans, but what is it that they're paying the veteran? How long are the veterans staying there? These are questions still. I think there's more research that needs to be done on that. And until then, I think it's best to focus on listening to that specific veteran. And being a veteran like us, you know, I think we're able to, we have that competitive advantage over companies that aren't veterans, to be able to help, you know, facilitate this transition. Yeah,
that's just terrific. Exactly what you're doing is providing some clarity to those veterans out there, because they may not know themselves.
Right.
You know, they spent, maybe joined the Army or branch of service when they're 18, and then they're transitioning out when they're 24, and they don't know what the rest of their life holds to them. But you're able to sit them down, ask them questions, and really, you know, get to the heart of what they're passionate about and what that next journey may look like.
Right.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep. I like to I like to get folks to focus on the lifestyle they're trying to create. You know, put the passion into the lifestyle you're trying to create, because there's any number of paths to it, whether it's corporate employment, starting a business from scratch, going the franchise route, you know, but put the passion into, what does the life look like? Where are you at down the road, you know, and put your passion into that. Because there's just a lot of ways you can get there.
Yeah, certainly. And just communicating, sitting down, and getting something, you know, planned out, and not just hoping and wishing and dreaming of something to happen. Nope. Eddie?
I think, let me add to the conversation with regards to veterans. And I'll use the adage, we don't know what we don't know.
Oftentimes, very true.
Veterans will come out and don't know where to start, who to ask, what questions to ask, and they're just floundering. They want to leave the service after the time that they spent in, whether it's a couple of years or 20 or 30 years, and they want to start their next chapter. But how do they start that? One of the things that I do in the role as the consultant for the VA here in Atlanta is a lot of outreach, community outreach. There are several, and I mean several dozen, of both state, local, county, and federal agencies that do several things for veterans: homelessness and food and shelter and homes and transportation and job search and all kinds of things. But some of them are siloed, as I would call them. They do what they do very well, but they stay within their their swim lane. Mm-hmm. And if they knew what some of the other veteran service organizations did right in Atlanta, and I could say this to my peers across the country and other major cities and minor cities, that you've got to have a way of connecting the dots between all of those various agencies that do so much, and then obviously connect with the veterans and the transitioning service members so they know what's available and how to help them get to that next step.
And that's kind of what we're doing here at Veterans Connect Radio, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, bringing people from all walks of life, veterans particularly, who have experienced different things, so that listeners and our audience can go out and start finding.
Absolutely. Some and of our guests as well.
That's right. Know? Connecting in studio is yeah. also part of what yep. we love to do here. And so who was a typical client for you at E&M Consulting Group? Who comes to you and uses your services?
There are really four segments in which I do the training or the keynote speeches for. I talk to schools, whether that's kids, teachers, principals, superintendents. I often talk to corporations because they've got sales meetings or annual meetings or whatnot for their employees. So I'm invited to speak as an outsider. And candidly, as an outsider, oftentimes there are organizations that they could say the same words that I would say. Mm-hmm. Maybe a VP or director level person would say that, but they wouldn't get the same stickiness. Because it's coming from someone within. It's something like if we all have kids, we've all probably said something to our kids. Hey, stop doing that, Johnny, or stop doing that, Sally. And they look at you like you got three heads. And then a relative comes by for a weekend and says, hey, Johnny, stop doing that. And they look up at the relatives going, okay, I'll stop doing that.
Yeah.
And you're standing there in the kitchen looking at them like, what? I've been telling you this for 6 months. It's the same scenario in corporate America. I also speak with government agencies. Different places like the CDC here in Atlanta is a client of mine, and then all kinds of associations mm-hmm. that need a speaker from the outside that brings a little business savvy to a function that they're having.
I saw on your speaker, author, and facilitator. So describe that part of it. What do you do to facilitate?
Well, let's say one of the topics that I speak on is called emotional intelligence. It's how do we connect the dots with our emotional self, and how do we connect with our coworkers, work together as a team, do the mission of the organization? Well, that is really not teaching everything that everybody needs to know. It's creating in the room or in the conference room or with the group a scenario where they can learn from the internal experiences of that organization. So I just kind of make sure nobody's hitting each other, for
yes.
lack of a better phrase.
Right. Interesting.
A facilitator.
Yeah.
Right. Put that on your business card, Brian.
I am. Yeah. I'm going to be a facilitator.
Right. And over to you, Bill. You know, how do people find you, or how do you they come to find out your service there at Axiom Franchise Consulting?
Well, we have Axiom. There's a website, axiom.com, and I'm on LinkedIn and doing a lot more work on LinkedIn. Locally, I host workshops and I've done online seminars for veterans. And you know, one of my favorite stories of veteran getting into a franchise. A fellow who I was writing an article for a newspaper that got published to all the TAP offices around the country. And this fellow contacted me, and he was thinking about opening some kind of a restaurant in the DFW airport. And I asked him if he had, you know, several hundred thousand dollars, and the phone was really pretty quiet on the other end. Cause I said, that's what it's going to take, you know? So today, that was about 9-10 years ago, and today he is a very successful owner of a business that cleans carpets down in Corpus Christi, and he's expanding and doing very, very well. You know, so you know, it's just a matter of he had the idea he wanted to work for himself. Mm-hmm. He figured it was, you know, food, and had no idea how much it would take and to invest, you know. What he really wanted to do was create a lifestyle where he was a single dad and he could be there for his daughter. And so, you know, that's how we do it.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly why I got into the franchise. It was the lifestyle of it all. And I looked at several different opportunities, dog training being one. I was going to be, I got licensed to be a home inspector. I was going to do my own, start my own Patriot home inspections. And then I also looked at buying a parking lot striping machine.
Yeah.
For about $7,500. Really? I can just go out there and stripe the parking lot. You trailer behind your truck. And but ultimately went with the dog training thing. But it was about the lifestyle. It was giving me the opportunity to work when I wanted, not when
flexible
I wanted.
Hours.
Yep. And after spending all those years of being being told what to do every second of every day,
yes.
it was quite liberating to then all of a sudden be my own boss. But it also kind of was a double-edged sword. I found a lot of free time and no one actually guiding me during that time. And maybe, Grant, that's a question for you. How do you balance work, life, and then knowing when it's time to work on the business and or enjoy the family since you're your own boss these days?
Yeah, that's a big challenge because as a veteran in our work ethic, we would probably work ourselves into the ground. So it truly is a mutual Google calendar with my wife so that she knows when, and so we're able to kind of task prioritize like, hey, at 6 o'clock, we're going to be doing X, Y, Z, and just keep it structured as we were in the military.
Yeah, that's a great way for you and continue to, because you I mentioned off air before we went on, you're still in school or you're continuing your education and MBA program and thinking about law school. So that's even added another element to
it all. Yeah. And then, so you just get less sleep, in February, we were blessed with our first son. And so,
congratulations.
This was a fantastic year. And so these are the things that are exciting that, as you transition, get out in the civilian lifestyles, you speaking about going back to school, utilizing that post 9/11 GI Bill, or else it'll just kind of go away. And then, and figuring out where it can, what could best come out of that. So it's opened a lot of doors. I think it's just kind of helped me learn a new way to think through problems and situations and thoughts, in a sense, almost demilitarizing your brain and getting a little more
activated. How is it important for you to stay connected to military friends and kind of stay connected with other veterans now that you've transitioned out?
Yeah, that's the most important thing because that's where your opportunities are going to come from. The friends that you had from the military that are out there doing that have already done that, and the veterans that you didn't know from your service and listening to them, what were your struggles? Learn from that, and then they're able to kind of pass that knowledge on. I think that's in speaking of becoming an entrepreneur, who better to partner up with than someone that you trusted your life with? There's a business partner right there. So, I think it's the most important thing is all because, like we say, it's hard to explain what it was like in the military to a civilian that doesn't understand. So when it comes to those moments of struggles, those are your shoulder to lean on.
Staying connected is super important. And Bill has gone on to start an organization called Vet Buds, which main purpose is to connect veterans and provide assistance to each other for no other reason, just to get together, enjoy a breakfast and hang out.
Just to good old fashioned networking, and we've helped people find jobs. We've helped some people get counseling to avoid suicide. We've provided meals to members when they, had some personal challenges going on. And it's just veterans helping veterans, whatever way we can.
And they also have a Vet Buds house, don't you?
Well, we're involved with a charity organization that we sponsor a house that for homeless veterans. We've stocked it with furniture and cleaned up the yard and done things like that. So
yeah, and if I may, it's like it's a breakfast, right? Yep. And this one's at Uptown Cafe, in Johns Creek. And it's really interesting is that you're sitting there around the table and somebody stands up and says, "Well, we need some more furniture." And it's a guy stands up and says, "Well, I've got some furniture that my wife wants me to get rid of."
Yeah.
And then it's like, "All right, well, after this, we'll hook up." And then they hook up, and then within the next so whatever time frame, that Vet Bud's house has couches in it.
Yeah.
So it's a really unorthodox, keeping it very, very simple. Yeah,
community helping community, as Atlanta is such a huge community, but there's lots of veterans, peppered in and around everywhere, but we got to stay connected.
Well,
and
I think the since I'm the older member of the table here, senior member of the table.
Okay.
I will say that the older you get, the more your service means to you. When I first got out, it was not a good time. It was the 60s and military was not looked on, but having reconnecting with people, in service has been a great deal.
And you can make new friends, new veteran friends to help you in your own community. And, and for you, Eddie, how important is that for you to stay connected, not only personally, but as professionally?
Well, it was clearly important for me to stay connected, to have that continuing camaraderie. I'd gotten out in the late 80s, former Airborne Ranger Green Beret. I still wanted to stay connected with those folks that had the same perspective as I did. In fact, one of the things I did shortly after getting out and relocating to Atlanta in the late 80s was to join an organization called the Georgia State Defense Force. And many of the folks in the room and or the listeners may not know that there are about 23 states that have something called a state defense force or a state reserve or a state auxiliary that essentially reports to that state's adjutant general and the state governor that in the event that there's some kind of a natural emergency, it could be an earthquake, a hurricane, some kind of medical emergency, search and rescue operation, there are uniformed military troops in that state that can help take care take care of what needs to happen. And that happened to us. If the listeners were here about 2 years ago when we had the bad ice storm that shut down essentially Metro
Snowpocalypse.
Atlanta.
Yes, that's right.
We work with the National Guard. Now, there's a difference between the State Defense Force, or sometimes we call ourselves the State Guard, and the National Guard. We also will ride in their vehicles to help out when they're deployed in the state to do something to called upon by the governor. But the National Guard can also be federalized by the president. So if the president were to do that, then the governor doesn't have a uniformed military force, and that's what we do. We serve the state adjutant general and the governor all over the state.
But it's a purely voluntary force, right? Are there actual members who are active duty or what have you?
It is purely voluntary.
Okay.
But we've got about 550 members or soldiers here in the state of Georgia of all branches. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and that camaraderie is there. As soon as we put on we wear the Army uniform, the ACU, but as soon as we wear a uniform, and in fact, one of the benefits of the organization is if a soldier wants to, or former soldier, or sailor, or airman, Marine wants to come into the organization, if they show a DD-214, which all of us that were in the military is the form that says, here's what I did, here's where I was, here's who I am, and all that, and it verifies their rank, that's the rank they come in at. And then we have our own internal promotions and schooling within the organization.
Now, so how often do you get together? And do you do like the annual training 2 weeks a year, 1 week in a month kind of thing, like the Guard?
It's very similar. We do drill 1 weekend a month. It's typically the first weekend of each month at various armories around the state. Our headquarters is at Clay National Guard Center, which is in Marietta, Georgia, just on the backside of Dobbins Air Reserve Base. And we also have annual training where we literally drill typically either at Fort Stewart at the Air Dominance Center, or at which is in Savannah, or at Fort Stewart, just south of Savannah. And that's usually a long weekend. It goes till about Friday through Sunday late afternoon.
I would like to do some training. I haven't done any of that in a long time.
Yeah, if someone was interested in this, how would they sign up?
We've got applications, and we've got videos, and we've got all kinds of information about our org chart and how we work at www.gasdf, Golf Alpha Sierra Delta Foxtrot.com.
And you can, a great way
Georgia
to connect
State Defense Force
and get connect with other veterans, continue to give back, continue to wear the uniform, continue to serve. Would a zombie apocalypse be considered a natural disaster?
Yes.
Okay. We know about the snowpocalypse and the hurricanes and stuff,
apocalypse.
And zombies, right?
And if the British ever invade again, right?
We'll definitely be ready for that.
Okay. Good deal.
Well, that's good. Yeah. And certainly encourage other veterans to get involved and stay connected. And the Georgia State Defense Force can provide a lot of those resources for you. And Colonel Eddie Williams would be the guy to talk to over there at the 76th Support Brigade. He's the commander.
Yeah. Tell him the Veterans Connect Radio sent you.
That's right. Yeah. And you say you know the commander personally over there. So
you'll get a smile and a handshake from me right there.
But it's open to any veteran, any service. Like you said, Air Force, Navy,
even the Coast Guard.
Yep.
Well, even Coast Guard. The age limits are 18 to 65.
Okay.
Man, I think I'm out of it.
Are you out?
Well, we can make a few exceptions if necessary.
Right.
You know somebody now.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Right. You know somebody at VetBuds.
Yeah.
So, well, that's great. And because a lot of veterans do take pride in serving and do take pride in wearing the uniform. And then all of a sudden they take that off and that sense of worth or sense of, dedication is gone. And this could be a great opportunity for those to continue to, to serve.
Yeah. That's true.
All right. And for those listeners who may have just joined us, where you're listening to Veterans Connect Radio, you can find out more information on our Twitter handle at Vets Connect Radio. Also, check out our Facebook, Veterans Connect Radio, to see pictures and photographs and listen to past shows of episodes. And so on and so forth. So what do you like to do, Eddie, in your off time when you're not helping veterans, when you're not out there changing the world and doing, I mean, what do you like to do to take your mind off things?
Well, there's obviously some family responsibilities.
Right.
I'm married to my wife for 31 years. We have two children, a 20-year-old and a 19-year-old. And you can imagine the drama of having a 20-year-old and a 19-year-old.
A millennial.
Oh, my goodness.
In the house. Any dreams of them joining the service?
Yes, there is. But right now, they're toying with that idea. They're having too much fun on their own, but I've been nudging them and poking them in the ribs here every now and then.
And for our listeners who don't know, Eddie has a book out, Son of a Soldier. You can go find out more information about his story of success. It's a snapshot of his life and his background. And is there another book on the horizon for you?
Well, I probably have about three books that I want to work on over a period of time. Son of a Soldier is the first book. And a brief synopsis of this is I'm the product, and my brother and I are products of a mixed race marriage. My dad was in the Army. He served in the Army in Germany in the 60s. And in 1962, he met my mother, and they fell in love, wanted to get married. And long story short, they literally had to, one, get permission from the Army to get married, which was policy at the time and probably still is in the military. But secondly, they had to actually get married and sign a statement that their marriage was not going to be recognized unless it was done in a neutral country. So they went to Basel, Switzerland, and had to get married because at the time in 1962 in the state of Louisiana, my father's home state, the marriage between a black man and a white woman was not permitted, and it was illegal. And that was one state. There were several others. And that did not change until a Supreme Court ruling called Loving versus Virginia in 1967.
Wow. That's an excellent story and testimony to the American dream. And Eddie's living it. His parents paved the way, but he's certainly continuing to live that. And, you know, he shares all his stories of success and failures and lessons learned in his book, Son of a Soldier. And you can get that on the website. What's the website?
On the website, sonofasoldier.us. Sonofasoldier.us.
That's good. And, right. And again, ex-U.S. Army officer, Airborne Ranger, Green Beret, and now a successful husband, father, business, and motivational speaker. So pick up that book to kind of get a little more background on Eddie and his story. Everybody's got a story, Brandon. Is there a book in you someday?
Oh, yes, there is.
There is.
Yeah, but not for a while.
Okay.
I've still got a legacy to build.
Any working on the title? Can you get our listeners any secrets to your title, maybe?
No, I don't got any right
Stay
now.
Stay tuned for more.
I've got to scratch
that,
out the curse words.
Right. All right. And back over to Bill. What do you like to do in your off time when you're not connecting veterans through franchising or networking? What do you like to do?
To a great surprise to me, I actually enjoy being a grandfather. Never thought about being a grandfather, never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
You know, and now I've got one, three, four, and five years old. Yep. And I'm just enjoying the heck out of being with them and watching them grow and just being around them.
Yeah.
Keeps me young.
I'm sure it does. Right. I've never met anyone who says, I don't like being a grandfather. I think everybody enjoys it thoroughly.
Just never occurred to me.
No. Yeah,
just,
right.
What? No. Not me. No.
And then you're continuing to help veterans, continue to connect veterans, not only in the franchise arena, but through this network.
Whatever
any idea
we
of
can.
Growing Vet Buds around the city? And
oh, we'd love
more?
To. Well, yeah, we have three locations now, one in Lawrenceville, one in West Cobb, the mothership in Johns Creek, and then we've got a spinoff down in Florida too.
How did that come about?
Well, one of our members, Paul Romanek, who actually is the franchisor for a concept called Citrus Solution, got an arrangement with a veteran who moved to Florida, took the whole state, is developing the state for that franchise, and part of that process is connecting with veterans. He's had two or three veterans become owners down there, but he saw the value of what we were doing. Just simple networking and not getting any entanglements and trying not to be siloed, mm-hmm. as your term, Eddie, to cross services and organizations, It's working for
them. And it's open to any veteran from any background, any generation.
Yeah. Well, we're a little suspicious of Marines, but
yes, we all should.
but we're open to everybody, and it's great to have a you know, a table of 25, 30 veterans. And
oh, wow.
You're sitting next to, you know, a Spec 4 on one side and a 3-star general on the other side, you know, and everybody's on first name basis and just there for the camaraderie and to see what they can do.
So. And if anybody wants more information about VetBuds and attending the next event, go to www.vetbuds.us. Yep. Or join the LinkedIn group as well. Email them directly at info@vetbuds.us. As you, like you said, there should be a VetBuds in every city around the country.
There sure could be. You know, we're not there to make a profit. We're just there to
connect.
To connect, yeah.
Yeah, as we are here at Veterans Connect Radio.
There you go.
For you, Grant, I know your book just came out, seen great success with this. You've been on a book tour on some of the major television networks, but this started as a personal journey for you and has turned into a lesson and a mission that other veterans can learn from. A Night in the Pesh Valley, a memoir of the member of the 75th Ranger Regiment in the Global War on Terrorism. And take us back to that time. What year did this all take place?
The main mission in the book took place in 2010, obviously in the Pesh Valley. And so on that specific mission, it was operation to capture or kill the third most wanted high-value target in Afghanistan at the time. And so while on that mission, we were in a vicious firefight, and a guy, a friend, a ranger in my team, was shot twice and died from his wounds in surgery. And so the what took me a long time to process was doable through writing in a journal. And so it basically helped me self-correct my survivor's guilt, if you will. And so after finishing the journal, I drove to Tollesboro, Kentucky, where Christopher Shane Wright is from and buried, and hung out with his family for about a week. And we just fished with his brothers and just kind of talked about life, talked about time in the military, and asked them for their permission to tell our story. And so, you know, it not only helped me overcome survivor's guilt, it helped other Rangers that were involved in the firefight as well. And it closed some, you know, thoughts, premises for, and that helped Chris's parents as well. And so, you know, I'm just very thankful for how it's been received and how well it's doing. And so you can find the book, you know, at ltrc-ops.com. And through this, we're still trying to figure out ways to give back. And so we've launched a few new other apparel lines. It's called the Creed Apparel. It's basically active duty soft members that design the shirt, and then they choose the 501c3 veteran nonprofit of their choice, and we'll donate portions of not only the book but of the apparel to organization here in Atlanta called Operation One Voice, an organization out of Savannah called the Suespante Foundation, and another organization called Special Operations Warrior Foundation, because that's just, you know, what veterans do. We give back, we serve, and that's just our way of continuing to serve.
Absolutely, and thank you for making it available for not only other veterans, but civilians, giving a look into your life and the men who you served with. And, you know, the book itself may have closed some, you know, doors and memories for you, but it certainly has opened up a world of opportunities and again, giving people an inside into, you know, what soldiers go through. And so personally, thank you for writing the book. And certainly, I know all of our audience can glean some information about that and translate that into their own life and how they can begin to, you know, put their memoirs on paper to help others.
Yeah, because if we don't tell these stories, no one's going to tell them for us, and they'll be forgotten.
Yes, absolutely. And we do not want them to be forgotten. You know, there is nothing worse than being forgotten, especially from a veteran's perspective. So we'll always remember, and we'll always give thanks, and we'll always be proud to those who have served and continually to highlight them here on Veterans Connect Radio. So again, what's the website if somebody wants to find the book?
ltrc-ops.com.
And you can also get some cool apparel. I've got the hat on today, and they've got shirts and stuff out there, and always come up with some new designs and new apparel.
Yeah.
So great way to stay connected and stay update what's trending out there in the world of veterans.
Yeah, some of the bios of these guys that we're doing are so cool that we've actually been reached out and been told those people aren't real. Well, we're not going to reveal names because they're active duty. We can't, you know, and so it's been kind of funny that there's really people out there that have three Purple Hearts.
Yeah.
You know, jumped in and haloed in and all this stuff. You know, it, so it's pretty it's pretty cool.
People think they're actual fictional characters.
Yeah, they really do. Right. Yeah.
Wow. No, these are real life men and women. They're doing what they do.
It's a 15-year plus war. So we got plenty of people.
Yeah.
Definitely, for sure. So about to wrap it up here in the final segment. I'd like to go around the room one more time and particularly talk about Atlanta. Why is it important to you? How are we doing as a community and a culture to support veterans, both from the business perspective, and then what can we doing more of here in Atlanta to continue to connect veterans? So we'll start with you, Eddie.
Sure. There are about 331 veterans in the Atlanta metro area. I know that because in the role as a consultant for the VA, I've got to do some analysis and some research. And one of the things that's clearly important for us to do is what I mentioned earlier. Connect the dots. There are a couple of ways in which we can continue to stay connected with veterans. One is this radio program, so folks can know what's going on, how to find information, what websites to go to. There are some other organizations called Vetlanta, which some of you may have heard of. It's a club organization, not a 501c3, but it connects a lot of corporate organizations, the Fortune 500 companies, the Cokes of the Home Depots of Atlanta, so that all of the veteran organizations or what they're doing to help veterans can be communicated and shared with one another. The Metro Atlanta also has a community blueprint meeting once a month in their headquarters off of Monroe, in which several VSOs, veteran service organizations, get together. And again, compare, contrast, share all the various things that they're doing for veterans. So as long as we're continuing to connect and connect the dots, that's going to be critical.
Definitely. And if our listeners want to find out more information about you personally or professionally, how would they do so?
Eddie Williams, the number 49, @gmail.com.
All right. And we'll have some links up later on our website. So thank you so much, Eddie, for being a guest on today's program. If we can ever help you further your voice or amplify your message, please let us know. We'd be happy to do so.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
All right. My pleasure. And Bill, for you, sir, why is Atlanta important to you? Are you originally from Atlanta?
No. I feel like a native. I've been here 28, 29 years now. So seems like that. No, I'm originally from Nebraska, the great state of Nebraska. born and bred a Cornhusker.
Okay.
So why is Atlanta important to me? Well, it's a dynamic business environment, lots of opportunity here for people to begin a business, to open a business all around the metropolitan area, whatever manner that might be, to stay connected through the veterans community too.
Definitely.
So I love the name of your program, Veteran Connect. That's perfect. We'll try to get some more folks,
certainly. If you have any guest recommendations, we're always open to that. And, you're welcome to come back and be a guest anytime, as I know our listeners found some good information they can utilize to go on and pursue their franchise dreams, if that's what it is. But how can they get in touch with you personally or professionally?
Well, my email is bwilliams@4axiom. That's Alpha X-ray India Omaha Mike.com. And, or I'm on LinkedIn, WJ Williams. So, find me there and reach out to me.
Yeah. And you're one of the reasons why Atlanta is a premier destination for veterans and businesses to support veterans. As, like I said, you've been here close to 30 years now. Yeah. So you're a native. We'll put you in that camp.
That's fair.
You've been here long enough. So, but thank you so much. And we look forward to more great things from you, in 2016 and beyond. And for you, Grant, Atlanta, is now your home. Has it always been your home?
I've been raised in Atlanta, Roswell, Georgia.
Yeah.
So it's very important to me. And I think that Atlanta has the capability to be the place where veterans would like to start a new career or family after the military. So a lot of organizations, VSOs, companies that have huge initiatives to help veterans. So I think it's our job to just continue to get this information out through what you're doing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think Georgia is a standout state when it comes to supporting veterans, but I don't know if we're doing enough here in Atlanta. And I'd like to see that, as we know there's some big military presence in installations here in Georgia.
Yeah, on all four corners of the state.
Right. Yeah, but Atlanta's not commonly known as a destination for veterans, like maybe San Diego or Norfolk, Virginia, or some of these other towns. So let's make Atlanta a destination town for veterans, for businesses, for entrepreneurs, and for guys like Grant. So so you're going to be around a while.
I'll be here.
I'll be here a while. I'm born and raised in Atlanta, so I don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. But if our listeners want to find out more information about your company or your book, how would they do so?
LTRC-ops.com. Contact me through the contact page and LTRC-consulting.com. Same thing, contact page there. And my personal email address is gmcgarry@ltrc-ops.com.
All right, terrific. And thank you so much for being a guest once again, Grant. And come on back, and we'll give you a gold star next time. Once you made three appearances on the program, you get the gold star. So thank you so much. And Brandon, for you, you're born and raised in Atlanta, too, right?
Yes, I sure am.
So it's important for you.
Yes, it is. I love Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta is awesome.
And you've got the Cobb County kind of Marietta thing on lock, right?
Yeah. I'm almost East Cobb,
yeah,
right?
That's your sector.
I love Marietta. It's a cute little town. I hang out on the square all the time. So,
all right. And,
Ryan?
Alpharetta. Born and raised right here in Sandy Springs, but have migrated up 400 just a few miles now. And so live right there in downtown Alpharetta. Love it. Alpharetta is one of the very few that has a veterans memorial depicting soldiers from the OIF and OEF campaigns.
Really?
Very cool memorial. I've visited it a couple times. Yeah. Two of them, and I'll show you some pictures later if you're lucky. So
put it up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I can, actually.
Okay,
all right, very good. And if our listeners want to find out more information about you and your services or professionally or connect with you, how would they do so?
Well, just LinkedIn me. It's Brandon Skolnick. And Facebook me too, Brandon Skolnick. There's like three Brandon Skolnicks in the world. So, as far as professionally, bskolnick@legion13.vc is my email. You can email me. I probably LinkedIn.
Outstanding.
Oh, Twitter handle.
Yeah. Vets and Startups.
Vets and Startups.
I'm start tweeting. That's it. That's good. Yeah.
What about you, Ryan? How do we find you?
At Ryan Redhawk.
At Ryan Redhawk.
On just about every social media platform, as well as LinkedIn. I'd like to see you change your LinkedIn title and position to co-host of Veterans Connect Radio.
Got it. We'll do that now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Look for more information at veteransconnectradio.com. Thank you to producer to Ali G over there. And
Thanks, Ali.
You are interesting and want to do something to serve veterans, send me an email directly at rmcpherson@businessradiox.com, and we'll have you on the show. And until next time, thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.